Melodies for your pleasure. Brad Reynolds will sing a couple of songs, and Irving Miller will direct the orchestra. First, we thought you might like to hear Jerome Kern do a song called Daydream. Speaking of new songs, here's one that Brad Reynolds has for you. Who calls?
Can it be the one I love? there's someone in the night. Ooh, oh, somewhere across the great divide, someone who calls me to their side. Can it be the one I love?
May we take just a moment to tell you that this is the program of Rhythmic Melody. And the next number is one by Ernesto Lecuona, the American version of his Danza Lacume. Don't be alarmed, though. You recognize it under the title of From One Love to Another.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. We take you now to London.
The new dangers, either here or in the United States. The enemy has attacked with an audacity which may spring from recklessness, but which might also spring from conviction of strength. We have no reason to doubt, said Mr. Churchill, the justice of our cause, or that our strength and willpower will be sufficient to sustain it. We have at least four-fifths of the population of the globe upon our side. We are responsible for their safety and for their future. In the past, we had a light which flickered in the present. We have a light at present. We have a light which flames. And in the future, there will be a light which shines over all the land and sea. Mr. Churchill has now finished speaking in the House of Commons. Most observers, I think, will agree that this was not one of Churchill's great examples of oratory. He was sober, dignified, and calm.
Mr. Churchill has just said that when we think of the insane ambition and the insatiable appetites which have caused this vast and melancholy extension of the war, we can only feel that Hitler's madness has infected the Japanese minds, and that the root of the evil and its branch must be extirpated together. The Prime Minister went on to say that it is of the highest importance that there should be no underrating of the gravity of the new dangers that Britain has to meet with here or in the United States. The enemy has attacked with an audacity, he said, which may spring from recklessness, but which may also spring from a conviction of strength. And Mr. Churchill predicted that the war may probably be long.
After Mr. Churchill was finished, a general debate began. The first speaker was Mr. Lee Smith of Labour, who pointed out the old question which is bothering many British people here today, which is what's going to happen to American supplies to Britain. And this is what Mr. Lee Smith said. A consequence of Japan's aggression might be that the equipment of the United States might be delayed and to some extent diverted. This was an occasion, therefore, he said, which again called for unceasing toil from the workers of this country.
Members of the House of Commons, it was noted today, cheered loudly when Mr. Churchill said that British forces had engaged the Japanese who began landing in British territory in northern Malaya about 6 a.m., 1 a.m. local time, yesterday. It's being pointed out by observers in London today that the Japanese attack followed traditional Japanese lines because the Japanese started their war with Russia 35 or so years ago by attacking Port Arthur before declaring war. And the Japanese followed Hitler's technique in picking the opponent who looks the toughest and hitting him with everything you have.
One of the things which British observers, as I've said, are bothered about is the possible decrease of American supplies to Britain. And one of the things they're pleased about is the fact that America seems to be unified as never before. Mr. Lee Smith, the Laborite speaker who followed Mr. Churchill in the House of Commons, tied these two together. And he said that Japan's attack on the United States and the consequent possibility of a delay in American equipment might be an occasion which calls for unceasing toil from the workers of this country and should unify this country more than anything else. The rest of the meeting in the House of Commons is still going on. The sitting lasted only half an hour.
Before news of the Japanese declaration of war on Britain arrived here yesterday, there wasn't the slightest trace of hesitancy in Britain. The British, by that I mean everyone, were ready to move at once against Japan in fulfillment of Mr. Churchill's pledge to America. The Japanese declaration of war against this country and Japanese attacks on the British Empire have only deepened the British determination to smash the Axis.
The half-hour sitting in the House of Commons is now finished. Mr. Churchill has made his speech in which he announced that Great Britain is at war with Japan. And now the House has finished its sitting, and we have no more news of it, and now we return you to our studios in New York.
Keep tuned to this station for further news. We return you to our regular program. But we must go now. We hope that you've enjoyed these few rhythmic melodies for the orchestra directed by Irving Miller and the songs of Brad Reynolds. This has been a program of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York. Mm-hmm.